And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie, Dr. Brooks Agnew, our guest. Your phone calls in just a moment. Brooks, what do you see the future destiny of our planet?
Well, that's a great question. A great question. You know, I'm going to rob a line from a movie called Joe versus the Volcano. Meg Ryan said this line. She said, "The vast majority of people go through life asleep, but some of us are awake and live in a constant state of amazement." So when we think about the future, when we think about, oh, not just next payday or next vacation or when our grandkids are born, but what happens to the Earth? Why was the Earth put together? And more importantly, why are we alive at this time? And those of us that are awake, and I'm, of course, not claiming that I'm any more awake than anybody else that's awake, but there's a feeling that we get, a commonness, no matter what language we speak or what culture we come from, that we're nearing the end of time, that some event is going to occur. And it's, of course, marked by ancient calendars. It's marked by prophecies throughout ancient writings. But we also feel it, even if we don't know anything about those prophecies. And the fact is that, well, a fact is a direct observation. And one of the things that we observe is that there are supernatural forces working on our planet. They're working on the civilizations that live here. They're working on our very families. And we're changing. We're dividing sort of the ones who know something's going to happen and the ones who are asleep, the ones that are unaware that something's going to happen. But that doesn't change the fact that something is going to happen. It doesn't change the inevitability of it. So there will be vast hordes of people that are swallowed up in this change. Let's say that it is a polar shift. Let's say that there is an earthquake beyond which could even be measured by a Richter scale, or a super volcano, or a collision with an asteroid of some kind, and the sky collapses. Anciently, they said, in the last days, the heavens will roll together as a scroll. That's their description of it. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth. So some kind of cataclysmic, not ordinary, not standard change is going to occur to this planet. And we all feel that we're on the verge of that happening. Humanists have no evidence that that's about to happen other than global warming. We men may be destroying the planet. Of course, they don't know that Saturn is also warming and Neptune's atmosphere has increased by 300% in the last 18 years. These are changes that are occurring all throughout our solar system. Something is about to happen.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Good evening, George. Good morning, George. Good evening.
Good morning to you.
Sure, to your listening audience. George, right quick, I have two questions and a comment. My comment is, since he made the statement that the Nephilim, I've never read a book on Nephilim or what they were, but I get the same thing from reading the Bible. I just didn't put a name to the fallen angels, and he named them Nephilim, which is very good. And what I wanted to say is, since they made it with the original people of the earth, and at that time the earth was probably much warmer, were the original people, the original women that they made it with, were they black women? And if they were, then that would make the offspring hybrid. George, you had a guest on talking about the tall whites that come to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Could the tall whites have been part of that mating with the black women of the earth and producing something other than the original? Because when you mix the two, you don't get the original. And now that's my comment. My question is, what ethnicity is the author? And to you, George, do you think that it is possible to maybe have, I noticed that he keep talking about the pyramids in Egypt. Egypt is in Africa. Would you have a black guest? I have some names, if you will, of some people that are black and who are experts on the pyramid and decoding it and that hall of records. I would love to hear that. But I would like to know the ethnicity of your guest and were the original women black? and I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
to you.
I don't know about that in terms of the guests, black, white, Asian, bring them all on. We'll interview anybody. In terms of your ethnicity, Brooks, you don't have to tell us. It's no one's business. It's up to you.
Well, my ethnicity is I'm Scottish.
Okay.
And in answer to his question, there were sort of a mixed breed that were called the mixed multitude. And they sort of traveled with the house of Israel. They lived in Egypt. And when Moses and his people were allowed to leave Egypt, the mixed multitude went with them. And among them were a lot of these offspring, descendants of these offspring. Now, the mixed multitude were a rather cantankerous lot, and they may have been responsible for the people breaking down and worshiping a golden calf while Moses was on the mountain. Eventually, some years later, and I don't have the exact timeline on me, but some years later, the mixed multitude were cast out from the house of Israel, from the Jews, and so the Jews went on unfettered by that. And I might add that the Hebrews from that point forward did their best to keep their genetic line pure. And today, their genetic code is about the purest on the planet. They're the least corrupted by other genetic lines coming in.
All right, next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
This is Chris from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling, you were talking about Adam and Eve, about us coming from them. I was wondering, would it be because of the inbreeding from being way back from there, from us being related? Would that be like a direct result of all the disease, like multiple sclerosis and that?
Okay, if I understand them, Brooks, and thank you for your phone call, Chris. I'll let you listen on the radio because you're breaking up a little bit. This genetic altering, the breeding, could that be a reason why there's so much disease on this planet, Brooks?
I'm not a geneticist, but I had a friend who was a breeder of genetically pure hogs, and I learned a little bit about the science of it. Adam and Eve were they were genetically pure. They were the top of the breed. And as their genetics, obviously they had children and must have had children from their children, and their children had children with each other. So the answer is that over generations, there is a genetic weakness that occurs in certain lines. As genetic descendants begin to stratify, and they will in any kind of population, whether they're goats or horses or people, the genetic degradation over time, unless new genetic material is introduced, you will end up with genetic weaknesses. One of the things that, for instance, look at the Hebrews, typically Semites have poor eyesight, or they have curly hair, or they have eczema, or different genetic flaws, if they are flaws, like that. And all races that have been segregated either by land or by being on an island, they end up with certain genetic traits and eventually can degrade into genetic weakness.